Now the Galway senior hurling team to take on Carlow has been confirmed inside the last hour. A few changes from the starting team that played Limerick in an interesting match day 26. Delighted to be joined by our own Sean Wall. Sean, how are you keeping?
Not so bad, Darren, and yourself?
As you're tipping away there, Sean, we'll run through this team here first and then we'll get your thoughts in it. Derek Fahey in goal, full-back line of Jack Grealish, Dahi Burke and Fenton Burke. Half-back line, Sean Anand, Porrick Mannion and Keenan Fahey. Ronan Glynn and partners Gavin Lee in midfield. Donal O'Shea, Tom Monaghan and John Cooney are the half-forward line. Declan McLaughlin, Connor Cooney and Cathal Mannion are the inside line. There's more in the Matchday 26 as well. They're all up on our website, goabfm.ie. But Sean, before we look at the changes and who's in, let's talk about who's not there. A lot of talk during the week, but Johnny Glynn, we won't be seeing him just yet.
No, not named in the squad of 26 that was released by Croke Park this morning, Darren. But again, look, I presume that can change on the day. I suppose the main focus is that he's not in on the 26 that was released, as I said, by Croke Park this morning. I suppose the big news really is the two debutants, Saltil Knocknacarra's Donal O'Shea and John Cooney of Sarsfields, both start on the half-forward line. So they're handed debuts. Both saw a lot of game time in the National League. Donal O'Shea, I think, appeared in every one of the goals. His five league games. John Cooney appeared in the first three or whatever. So it's a big day for both of them. I suppose the long expected lines that Derek Fahey gets the number one goalkeeping position. It's his second start for Galway. He started against Waterford in 2021 in the qualifiers. You know, he had been the goalkeeper that was put in place in the National League, played all the five games, and Aina Murphy would be disappointed, I would imagine, to be on the bench. But such are the vagaries of the goalkeeping position. We know, Darren, how difficult it is for a goalkeeper to actually get in and to hold on to a place. The rest of the team, interesting to see Dahi Burke back at full back, Fintan Burke named in the corner, the half back line, Sean Lennon, Porrick Mannion and Keenan Fahey. Just say Keenan Fahey had played the last few league games at six after starting against Tip at wing back, so that's interesting to see that. I suppose the other big news then up front, when you hit the midfield sector, you have Ronan Glennon and Gavin Lee. That half forward line, now, as we said, Donal O'Shea, Tom Monaghan at 11, where he's finished the National League in good form, and John Cooney. And inside, Declan McLaughlin, good to see him back from injury. He missed the entire National League campaign after picking up an injury in the Fitzgibbon Cup campaign, where his college Mary I won that competition. Conor Cooney is in at full forward and Cathal Mannion is top of the left. I suppose looking at, say, for instance, Sean Lennon, who's been on the panel since 2018, it's hard to believe this is still only his fourth start for Galway in Championship hurling. But there's no doubt, I think, Darren, that that team will cause a little bit of surprise, particularly when you see who's on the bench. And you made the comment about that. Particularly a number of guys who saw action, we'd say, against Limerick in the last round of the league in that draw in Pearse Stadium. I mean, Adrian Toohey started that day. Darren Morrissey came on that day. David Burke started. Brian Concannon came on, coming back from injury. Evan Ireland and Joseph Cooney all involved that day as well. They're all on that bench. So that bench is particularly strong. And I suppose the other, you know, the big news, I suppose, is that as of now, certainly Johnny Glynn is not on that squad. But Conor Whelan is fit enough to be named on the 26. He had been nursing an injury in the last few weeks. So it's good to see the Galway captain named on the bench.
Yeah, and of course it's a strong 26 in general, but I suppose the fact that it's Carlow, no disrespect to him, Sean, is coming into the thought process. Just looking at the back seven, I don't think any shocks about the names of the personnel, but as you touched on there, Dahi Burke back at three, Fintan going out to the corner. This is the way, of course, they were named to start. Porrick Mannion at six, with Keenan Fahey going out to the wing as well. You know, it's a new 3 and 6, granted it's experienced names that are there.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, there's been a lot of commentary, hasn't there, I suppose, in the last while that, you know, Galway still dependent to a degree on the 17 team. Well, this has kind of blown that out of the water a little bit, because there's actually only four of the 17 team now actually starting on Sunday. Obviously, that number could increase as the championship goes on. But as you say, Dahi back at three, he had been playing at six and seven in the National League. Fintan Burke had finished in the National League at three, you know, coming off a great campaign with St. Thomas's at Galway and All-Ireland Series level. Sean Lennon probably would be known better as a midfielder, forward, seems to be settling into that half-back line now. Don't forget he did play there against Limerick and last year's All-Ireland semi. Porrick Mannion back at six. As you say, it's interesting. Keenan Fahey has looked very good, Darren, in fairness to him, since he's gone back there. So I think he was always going to be a shoe-in for a half-back line inclusion. Probably wing-back might suit him better to a degree, where he can bomb forward in this modern game. Ronan Glynn and Gavin Lee midfield as well is interesting. Gavin Lee actually starting his first championship start for Galway. He has appeared in the championship five times previously, but all as substitute appearances. So it's his first start in the middle of the field. The Clarence Bridge man, a lovely hurler. You know, a young guy as well. You know, he was under 20 last year. We forget how young some of these players are, partnered by Ronan Glennon. I suppose that the forward line then, I suppose, Darren, aren't we all waiting to see the Eamon O'Shea impact in the forward line? Interesting. There's probably, you know, with Donal O'Shea, John Cooney, and Declan McLaughlin, there's kind of three young guns, along with Tom Monaghan, Conor Cooney, and Cathal Mannion, had experience. I like the look of Cathal Mannion in that full forward line at the tail end of the National League. Can they afford to leave him in there? Could he dovetail with Whelan maybe at a later stage in the Championship? So look, I suppose it may not be the weather that we're expecting, but it's great that the Championship is starting. It's going to be an intense period of games, Darren. Don't forget, they have three games in 13 days. This is the start of it. Maybe they might have an eye in the next two games coming up with the way this team is selected to.
Yeah, I think so too. Even the attack there as well, a lot of big names we mentioned in David Burke in midfield, Brian Concannon as well, and many more. Sean, just before I let you go, because the clock is against us, Galway against Carlow. We're expecting to win. What type of game are you expecting on Sunday?
Yeah, look, anyone that saw Galway and Carlow twice in 19 will not take this game for granted, in the sense that, you know, in the championship game, Galway won it by 6 points, but laboured and probably, you know, on scoring difference, went out of the championship later on that year in 19, and that was the game that probably cost us. Carlow come in, they're Joe McDonagh champions from last year. In a way, Tom O'Leary, one of the shrewdest operators at intercounty managerial level, Darren. It's a free pass, really, in a way, if you look at it, for them. They're gearing up, probably aiming at Dublin next weekend down in Carlow, as again they've earmarked. But they can come into this game and give it everything. The one thing they will bring is physicality. They're a huge aerial threat. Paddy Boland is hand of God, as Brendan Hennessy told us the preview on Monday night, that's available now on podcast. You know that they have huge strengths in there. John Michael Nolan, you know, they're all good hurlers. Galway should be beating them. Galway need to beat them. But Carlow, it's a lovely game for Carlow to start the championship in. They'll come probably with a plan to thwart Galway early on, try and stay in the game as long as they can. But look at realistically, Galway need to lay down a marker here, need to move on. The other thing, Darren, that we kind of need to take in place now is that, don't forget, the scoring difference for teams finishing level has changed. That rule has changed. So depending on where you finish, probably the beating of the minnows may not come into the equation later on, in the sense that, you know, if you're level with another team, it'll be the games between the teams that were level that will come into account. So I think that might be another factor for, you know, Carlow. Galway might say, listen, first thing is win the game, get the 2 points on the board and move on.
Well, we're looking forward to it this coming Sunday, 2 o'clock, Pier Stadium, live on Galway BFM, Galway against Carlow in the Leinster Senior Hurling Championship. I'll quickly run through that starting team one last time. Tarik Fahey in goal, Jack Grealish, Dahi Burke and Fintan Burke at the full back line. Sean Dinan, Porrick Mannion and Keenan Fahey at the half backs. Ronan Glennon, partners Gavin Lee in midfield. Donal O'Shea, Tom Monaghan and John Cooney on the 40. An inside line of Declan McLaughlin, Conor Cooney and Cathal Mannion. Sean Walsh, thanks a million for joining us here on Over the Line.
No problem, Darren.